Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lens Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It is Tuesday, November 19th, and sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Northeast Texas commentator at large, Jim Ainsworth. On this day in 1977, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat made a trip to Jerusalem, seeking a permanent peace treaty with Israel, leading to the Camp David Accords worked out with President Carter 2 years later. Birthdays, TV host Larry King, 80 today. Larry in fine form with Snoop Dogg and Jerry Seinfeld.
Snoop, are you still basically a gangster at
heart? That's a figure of speech, man. You know I like using that word.
Was it G-A-N-G-S-T-E-R or G-A-N-G-S-T-A?
Say it, Larry. Say it like
gangsta.
You mean it.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did, sir.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Cable TV pioneer Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and TBS, is 75 today. Actress Meg Ryan is 52.
I'll have what she's having.
And actress Jodie Foster is 51. On this day in history, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address. Johnny Cash once lent his voice to Lincoln's words.
47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Number one on the charts this day in 1960, the great Ray Charles in Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
On the KETR events calendar, Wednesday night from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Ferguson Social Sciences Auditorium at A&M Commerce, the Kappa Delta Sing Song, an annual event benefiting Prevent Child Abuse America. Every dollar earned through ticket sales, sponsorships, and organization participation goes to local PCAA establishments. Student organizations and individuals participate by creating musical numbers or skits and competing for first place. All A&M Commerce students, faculty, staff, and area community members are invited to attend. It's a family-friendly event, and tickets are $3 in advance from any KD and $5 at the door. The annual KD Sing Song from 6 to 10 Wednesday night in the Ferguson Auditorium at A&M Commerce. More information at KETR.org. The views of Jim Ainsworth are not necessarily those of KETR. Other political commentators are also heard on the Blacklands Cafe. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim is a longtime resident of Northeast Texas, certified public accountant, certified financial planner, chartered life underwriter, and most recently noted author. And Jim comments on the political scene with us from time to time. Well, Jim, the Health Care Reform Act, also known as Obamacare, of course, has dominated the political discussion over the past several weeks, probably will for some time yet to come. So what's your take on it?
Well, I wrote an article about this. I think it was in the Journal and the Herald Banner about 4 years ago. Actually, it was in 2009, and I haven't changed my opinion. It's a train wreck. Doesn't adequately describe it. It's a typhoon to the American economy. It displays Congress's ignorance of how insurance works, and the healthcare system in this country needs fixing, but this is not the solution. It's 2,700 pages of undecipherable, conflicting rules that will tank the insurance companies and the economy.
Mm. Well, of course, it hasn't gotten off to a good start. I will say that. And then the president announced that the cancellation of policies, individual policies, will be delayed for a year. What effect do you think that will have?
It appears that this is not as easy as he thinks it is. For one thing, it's unconstitutional to change a law without going through Congress. Congress has to pass that law. So he's asking the insurance companies to come back now with insurance policies that have already been canceled that will be in violation of the law. And so they'll have to go to their state insurance commissioners, go back to them and say, all right, can we now reinstitute these policies that violate the federal law? And that's not going to be easy. It's going to be reconstructing, and it's going to be, again, not workable.
Now, why have the policies been canceled to start with? I think none of us fully understand that, or very few of us do.
Well, I'm not going to say that I totally understand it either, but as I read and understand what I know about insurance, they put provisions in Obamacare that all policies must meet, like everybody has to have maternity care, birth control has to be paid for, pre-existing conditions, you have to have a child who's home with you, has to be covered to 26, several provisions in there of psychiatric counseling, drug counseling, that are not in, I'd say, most policies, except for Cadillac policies, where you have a broad group and it's union and they've negotiated those deals in there. Most people don't have that. When I was selling insurance, or when I was advising people primarily about insurance, I didn't sell it much, but I advised people about it. I would say two things. You don't buy insurance on a loss that you can afford to take, and don't buy insurance on something you're never going to need. So people have selectively gone out and not gotten, you know, somebody my age doesn't need pregnancy coverage, birth control, those kinds of things. So they don't buy it. They try to find a policy that covers what their needs are. And this cancels a lot of those policies. And it's a lot more than they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people will say that this is like paying taxes to the school district. Your children may have been grown, or you may not have children, but you pay the taxes to the school district so that everybody can send their kids to public school. So I gather you don't think that's a good analogy.
I think it's a poor analogy, yes, because they're forcing us to buy insurance, buy a product that we don't want. Now, they're forcing us also to pay taxes that we may not want. But it's for the common good. It's for the children. And it's a law that I don't even agree with. I don't even agree with the property tax. Either way, I don't agree with it. But it's not 18% of the economy. And that's a local thing and a state thing. This is a national thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like comparing Romney Care to Obamacare. They're not comparable. State of Massachusetts decided to do that. They all voted, most of them voted for it, a large majority. And I understand the polls now say they're happy with it. But it's not comparable to this one. There were no tax increases, for one thing, in this one. There wasn't $1 trillion taken out of Medicare to fund it.
We have millions of people that don't have health care, and this is an attempt to make the lives of those people better. So what would be the Jim Ainsworth solution? What would be the better approach?
I think there are several better approaches that have been seldom talked about, but have been offered by the Physicians Caucus in the Senate and in the House. A group of doctors get together with some other people, and they put forth some deals. We need health savings accounts. We need credits, tax credits to buy insurance. We need a high-risk pools that would take in pre-existing conditions and otherwise uninsurable people. We need tort reform. We need penalties for junk lawsuits, and we need serious action on fraud, because a lot of nobody talks about this too much, is that the New York Times, that bastion of conservatism, has recently reported that 31% of the money paid out in Medicare claims is fraudulent. And nobody connects that to Obamacare, or to the healthcare system in general. But that's one of the things wrong with the healthcare system. We pay out too much money in fraudulent claims, and that would help a lot of those people.
Jim, I expect we'll be talking about this again sometime before too long.
I expect it's going to be in the news a long time.
All right. Jim Ainsworth, longtime resident of Northeast Texas. His credits go on and on, so I won't bother to do that again. But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Enjoyed being here. Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.